1. NXZ Mobile.
NXZ, KM4NAP. Good morning, stranger.
That's a good surprise.
Surprisingly, they got there before 1 o'clock, and I was able to leave early, and here I am. I'm about 2/3 through.
How's all yours been doing?
Doing good, can't complain. How about your way?
Well, they had cold for about 4 or 5 days, but I'm over it now. I spent most weekend in bed just trying to nurse. It's kind of like sinus drainage, sinus stuff, and I'm doing good this morning.
That's some more of that Indian tea.
That's good.
You can get together before Christmas. I'll make sure you get some.
Take it in. I mean, it's on like Donkey Kong from here on till New Year's.
However, do I know about that?
What's doing?
Good. They all excited waiting on Santa Claus.
Doing.
Okay. He pretty much don't like being down in Charleston, but he's making the money he wants to make and come home on the weekend, so. He said he'll be down there until things pick up here.
Oh.
Has to pick up here until about springtime.
Your route that's got you gone so much from your normal time.
And late out of Knoxville. They're not printing our papers until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Been okay with that?
Okay with it, but they ain't got nothing really do about it.
They do differently that they moved the papers back so far.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard they picked up 3 more papers to print, and we got shoved back behind them.
Bad juju right there.
And why they're looking to move.
Hoping to go in as early?
Be there at midnight to open up. And we've been getting the papers fairly decent here last week. But, I don't look for it to last too much longer.
That raccoon anymore?
Apparently I did. He was in pieces in the yard. Something had gotten a hold of him.
Well, that's sad. I wonder if he got hit by a car and it expired. Somebody else saw it as a meal.
It's possible.
Background. Hey, started you way down in the noise, Al.
I'm part of the house.
All the difference right there.
I tell you, this is ridiculous. Again.
Hitting on your radio?
Every chance I get, just about every morning.
You're going to hook me up for the Raspberry Pi, and we've been doing some JSA call. That's a lot of fun.
The low frequency bands are real long and up to the northeast right now.
POT Mobile.
Youngins.
Some crazy.
Get to the grandpa.
You got it.
Morning.
Oh, morning, Mike.
I started looking at that, the cat bench. It's made out of, it's got a tailgate on top of a wooden bench from an old Dodge. I said, you know, the magnetic mount will stick right to that. We'll see if the cat will stay away from the antenna.
Antenna set up.
This is the same. I just need some coax to feed the one on the tower, but if we can't get that done, if I had a magnetic mount mobile one, I'll just stick it on the bench for now or something just to get to see if you guys can hear me. Now, six, and with that, it'll definitely make it. With 30 watts, it definitely will hit the repeater.
Head out there.
Fortunately, it's raining over this way. I sort of hoping it'd hold off a little bit, but I guess I just ain't holding my tongue right.
Absolutely down four over here on 135. Me yet, because everything's wet. It had rained, but I'm not even having to run the wipers.
Here either.
Yeah, it poured all through the night at the house. That's quite pleasant to sleep in, but yeah, it come down a storm.
I have a metal roof with rain. That sounds rather interesting.
The Carol's still working from the house?
But they're working out of the office now.
It's on you and Daisy.
Definitely.
What color cats to see?
Take that out, Al. Say that again.
Cats can see. With white and black, but I'm not sure about that.
Got some ice headed our way.
Well, I don't think it's going to be cold enough.
KM4 and AP Friday, don't you be talking dirty now.
It's going to be cold enough.
My wife was telling me. Said she had saw on the weather where we were going to get some.
What about the Weather Channel? They're wrong 99.9% of the time.
A surefire weather stick out there in the yard. It'll tell me what the weather is. No doubt. 100% accurate.
I believe me.
That weather stick is.
I can tell you. Meteorologists are the only people in the world that can pay $100,000 a year to get it wrong. Be close to the mountain than I am, but I guarantee we're not going to ice where I am. That I'll guarantee. It's lower than Caesar's head, so, or better, so we probably won't.
Dick showed it was raining this morning, KK4POD.
Apartments yet?
Need to hang it up for tonight, huh?
Probably about, I don't know, maybe about 45 minutes or so.
Sure, okay, I'm going to see if I can find a cheap antenna, and my phone won't let me dial it.
Get in front of that number.
David, the phone company I have, if you dial one, that's international calling. It's a mess. Quarter after five now.
Looks like your steak cooked.
Here.
Have you ever had one Pittsburgh?
So,
at this little restaurant down in Moonville, and they do a 8-ounce sirloin, and they will cook it Pittsburgh with no seasoning, just the steak. Man, that thing is good.
Give that a try.
When they slap it on each side with a spoon and put it in your plate.
Better.
Any deer out from over there crossing your house?
Horn and Lamar got one.
So there's a ton of stuff. I mean, there's a
about the swimming deer.
We're over there. To the property, the lakefront property. And he shot a buck, and he knocked him down. He got jumped up, took off, jumped in the lake, and swam across the lake. They had to go get him off the other side of the lake.
Now, I saw, I had a guy that I hunted with years ago. It's been 30 years ago. But he told me, his elderly man, he told me that he saw this deer come running through, and he had heard a shot, and they were running deer with dogs, and that deer swam out into the middle of this lake, and they had to get a boat to go out and get it, and that deer had been shot in the heart, but it was just sheer adrenaline drove that deer out into that water. That was crazy.
By this, when they got on the other side and found him, they had to finish him off with a pistol.
They didn't get him in the right spot, did they?
He got him in the shoulder. I don't remember. He told me, but right off the top of my head, I can't remember.
That position's any better, guys.
About the same. I mean, you were coming in. You had a little bit of noise coming in with you just like you do now. I mean, but it's clear. I didn't understand you good.
It's all this thing. See, guys, you know, like I said, I've got the 706. There's a little programming error, but I know with some power behind it. I found out Napa has those filters to choke the filters for the power modulator. That one in Wisconsin, I thought that was pretty funny.
Hey, is that tower right there by your window?
Right next to that. It's not by the window. It's right by the building. It's far away, a little ways away from it. It won't couple with it, but it's on the right. It's in a nice spot. Like I said, it's just like it's easy to get to it. Because when I put it there, there's the only place I can put it.
Are you sure 50 feet will reach it and hook up and you'll be fine on the inside with your radio?
We've gone to the outside wall. What we'll have to do is drop the tower down. You know, if you go all the way to the ground where the dog pen is, it'll take 100 feet, but 50 feet will do it. What we'll have to do is I'll drop the tower down to, you know, fold the rope, drop the tower down as far as we can. Get something to climb up on the step, one of those little, you know, three-legged ladders. You get up there and pop the coax off, and what we'll do is we'll crank the tower back up, and if it's too long, we'll just make a coil. And I got 25 feet in here. It's already here. It's already, I think it's okay. Along in the dog pen around the building and up, that's why it's 100 feet, but we can shortcut it. We'll just have to make a coil, which won't hurt anything.
4CES Mobile. Y'all go ahead and carry on. I just want to say good morning. I've been sipping on my coffee.
Hey everybody, this morning, 7-3's everybody. KK4 POT.
7-3's, Tim.
Try to jump out. Did you order a raspberry pie?
That's in my cart and it's ready to go, so I was making sure the wife don't need to add anything else while I was gone, but it's ready to go.
So I sent you.
Time to check my email. I'm sure it's buried in there if you did, since I was on this trip.
Been out there?
Yeah, my son, he popped a couple birds. He was a little excited about that, so we'll see if he wants to keep going.
Alright, well, I'm going to hop out. KK4 POT.
KK4 NXC. Were you on JSA call yesterday and last night? I didn't see you.
With the radio hooked up, it was hooked up yesterday evening once I got home, but I never could hook it up. I didn't really have a lot of room. I felt like it was going to be a Boy Scout trip over a coax or a line running across the ground. Thank you. one of them snatching my antenna down and beaming it, tripping over the coax. So they would just run everywhere.
Yeah, one. The counselor and I had a little beef in the swamp, so I decided I was going to get even with him. So I, while we were rolling through, I flipped the crew over and I ditched the counselor, Boy Scout counselor in the swamp. He got me back for it, though. So we both laughed about it, but next week he did the same thing to me. I started laughing when he did it. Bankers in my scout class, all us blind folks, we didn't behave good.
Hey, have you heard any more from Daniel?
A couple days.
Squared away?
He's a short block, but he's never picked it up. He's got some issues he's got going on right now. I don't know what's going on. He just said he talked to me about it later. I don't want to discuss on here. He'll tell you about it when you talk to him.
Boy should have gone together with your granddaughter because she'd have kept him straight.
Wait.
Sort of picked him up with one arm and chunked him out the door.
Off the line.
Good for him, he would.
If you guys tell you this, what did happen wasn't his fault. I like I said, I can't talk to you about it on air. It's something that he'll have to tell you. Family, that's all I can put it to you. Just like mine.
All from the land of misfit toys.
I'll tell you what happened to my family, believe me. When I went through as a kid, my old man was nasty. He was a military boy, and he wasn't very polite about anything, and he hated me. Never since my blindness, and my mom took care of everything, and he hated people that were responsible. My mom was. Thing I learned from my dad. The work ethic, that's about it. It's raining out there. I wonder if I can't hear it rain hitting the roof or nothing. Usually it's raining. Usually it's, you can hear it.
You know if it was raining or not.
I'm not sure, Saul, but I don't know. I mean, it might be raining real lightly. I suppose I could walk out the door and open the door and find out. Pick up the neighborhood.
KK4NXC, Ed, you pickup still running good?
You bet. We're down last week. Had to get a blower motor part. Finally got it put in Saturday, and we back on the road.
Hey, did you see, you're a steel man, aren't you? Utah, don't you buy steels?
Hands on a good one. That was Craftsman.
Yeah, the back of the pickup truck, didn't it?
Well, this is the replacement. I'm sitting on it like a hen on eggs.
Out of the pickup.
Left the tailgate down. I got a plastic liner in the back of the truck and it slid right out somewhere out in the middle of the highway.
Glider. You got some rain, you can hear it. Now it's flying. Hey, a funny story about picking my old boss one time. Tailgate didn't sell the way and he didn't tie the tractor in and he pulled off the stoplight in a hurry. He was mad. Hit the guy in the darn tractor, hit the tailgate, flew out of the truck at about 60. And you can see what a mess that was.
I'm destinating here. Everybody had a good day. Good to talk with you, Ed. It's been a long time. 7-3s to you. I hope you enjoy your cup of coffee. Or, well, actually, a pot of coffee. You guys be careful, be safe, and we will catch you next time. KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear on your final.
You have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Good to talk to you. Hopefully I'll be back on in the morning. I hope. So, 7-3s, have a good one.
Change that forward. They're not too bad. They're not the most fun thing in the world to do sometimes.
Daisy. It's over, it was in the corner hanging upside down. Took out four screws and it fell out in my hand.
It's real hard is when you gotta do the gear core. That's when it gets nasty. We had one of those old Explorer or something, and I went to change the gear core. And I said, "Guys, this is a pain." So I wanted a guy from the Ford dealer. He goes, "Here, I'll show you." He ripped the whole dash apart. I was like, "Man," he goes, "Now, good thing you didn't try that without seeing what you were doing." He goes, "These are hard when you can see what you're doing."
Friday. Well, I was told that by shop was going to have to take the dash off. They lied. It took about 20 minutes and it was done.
Four more.
Yeah. Heater core is still good as far as I know.
Your truck, no, you don't have to take the dashboard due to what are they talking about? You got to take the dashboard off of that. There's a shortcut you can do the heater core without it too. You just kind of loosen things up, move things out of the way without breaking nothing, and you can actually get them out.
I hope I don't have to do that for a long, long time.
Give you a little tip. Go down to your local parts store, which they don't tell you about this, and they have water pump and water pump lube. It also prevents electrolysis to add to the antifreeze, so it solves that problem with our corroded heater cores to death.
KFW Mobile.
15 minutes, I got to make a phone call. KN4 TFW.
Go ahead, station, go ahead.
KN4 TFW Mobile. How you doing, Al?
Couples, what happened? I kind of copied some of it, both of you, but I was pretty sure I couldn't copy all you said, but I heard it was you. I thought it was you anyway.
Okay.
A little bit, but not as bad as last week.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I feel a lot better. It's going to take a while to heal, but it's my cat did something stupid, and I had my whole box of medicine. I had it in a box too, and he knocked the box over on the keys before. This time, somehow he found the bottle, knocked the bottle over. I went to find it. Caden found it the first time. The second time, I couldn't find it. The second time, I called my brother back. He said he was going to try to find it. I thought, I hope so.
That cat, so he can't jump up on stuff.
9-volt battery, a little, and stick 9-volt batteries everywhere and zap them.
Yeah.
I was with him, and I don't know how he always identifies the same bottle.
About the color or something that he likes.
Anything to think of. Doing? Maybe I should put some hot pepper on the bottle.
He's touching it with his feet, right?
No, it's crazy. First he finds it, then he kicks it. That's insane.
Easy when he's gone, though.
He's the only thing that's tried to kill me about 20 times. What's that?
What's that?
I said about 30 years. And she says, "Is this the craziest one you've ever had?" I said, "Yes."
Over here.
No, but it rained pretty hard for a minute, so it probably still ran. It was pouring down a second ago. Better know.
Yeah, it's a little bit foggy, but not real bad.
It's definitely gonna go down.
There's rain on Wednesday.
I don't know if it's gonna be tomorrow, then it may be, it may not, because we're a little warmer than Traveler's Rest is. Because you're a little higher up, but we're kind of between. It's funny, I'm at 1,000 feet sea level right here, which is not real low, but it's still, it's just at that point between the mountains.
Well,
of days for them to change their mind on what the weather's going to do.
That's true. Well, remember, if you don't like South Carolina weather, just wait a second.
Hey, B, I'm back, guys.
Good morning, stranger.
Good morning. How in the world are you?
I'm doing well, KN4TFW.
You holler Saturday, but you were talking to Tom, and I didn't think it'd be polite to interrupt.
You should have just jumped on in there. I think I was just making a dump run.
Be surprised I was leaving the dump.
And running late?
I tell you what, it's been all screwy. I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, like this morning, I was sitting looking at papers at 12:30 this morning. Now tomorrow it might be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning before I get them.
Same truck driver from a year ago?
Two drivers.
Something that they're doing.
They're not printing our papers so 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Little glitch on the machine, you're late.
Believe me, they've been running late, so I don't know if it's glitches or... I know a couple of nights he was caught up in traffic. One was construction, and another one was a bad wreck.
Mornings I got caught up in traffic going to work last week.
It's bad if they just tell us what's going on, but half the time they don't tell us anything.
Cell phone and he could just say, hey, I'm 2 hours late.
From traffic or wreck or whatever, he'll call. But other than that, we don't hear nothing.
When he's leaving.
Text when he leaves and he'll text again when he gets into Greenville. Talked to him this morning. He signed on about 5 after 5, which, believe it or not, is, in my opinion, extremely early for him.
Yeah, I definitely go along with that, KN4TFW.
D for ID. But, yeah, I got to talk to him, got to talk to Tim for a minute or two, and trying to catch up, but I'm so far behind on everything, I don't know if I'll ever get caught up.
Ready?
Oh, Mel.
That's all, because I forgot to do it.
This week, just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Take your time off.
Use it or lose it. So I got three-day weeks in a row.
Have all the luck.
So crazy one like I do.
Play my house with the coyotes.
I don't know how the heck he stands it with the dogs.
Territory.
Oh my God, something you guys have to play the tape is the bird. I can learn to identify but listen to him.
It makes a sound as when he's trying to scare something up.
My aggravated from it. That's all. Seen a blue jay swoop at a cat?
Mockingbird.
That friend of mine said they don't do it, so yes, they do. In Connecticut, he had his cat Max, and the blue jay was teasing him for 6 months, and one day he jumped straight up and chewed the thing right up. The cat we had.
It's not making him crazy?
Could be, I mean, but he did it every day I got home from school. He did it a couple times before, but it was funny. She told me that cat was never going to get that bird. I said, you want to make a bet?
It could climb a tree and catch a chipmunk.
Fucking cats are crazy. If we ever have a female calico cat. It was mean. I used to play with it with welding gloves on. Getting pretty close to work by now.
I'm still 20 minutes out. Don't let us run you off, Ed.
Put my last one in the box.
Was it you told me you could buy coffee with cinnamon in it? You grind it?
Already ground with cinnamon in it. You have to go online and Google it and find it.
A coffee grinder.
You can get it already ground.
You know how you can buy your old Dunkin' Donuts coffee, stuff like that? I wonder if they have it that way.
Possible. I saw the other day where they're selling roasted cocoa beans, and you do it like coffee now. By the way, that the Inca Indians did it, and I'm thinking about getting a sample bag of it and see if I like it or not. I can get it either whole bean or already ground.
You better off grinders, you can grind it real fine, whatever you want.
Either way, it's still a little pricey. It's starting to pour down rain over this way. At least it held off until I got done.
This morning, you should have been getting covered up all night long.
It wasn't all that bad all night long. It was, a little light pretty much all night. A little heavy here and there, but right now, it seems like the gates have opened up on it.
Today, we got to see what's going to happen.
Let's have the ice.
Yeah, roger that, but it's, according to the radar this morning, it shouldn't start until after you get home.
It's going to start about the middle of the route.
What's going to happen? It always does happen that way.
And what's it going to do to the truck coming out of Knoxville?
That rain's coming up from the south.
Have a fighting chance then.
Took ice a couple times with a friend of mine. Not much fun.
If it gets real bad, icy and stuff, I back off into daylight. If the weather's real, real bad, they pretty good about letting us wake the daylight, especially if it snows real deep.
Here's what real good about. Where I came from, they were stopped for nothing.
Down here don't know how to drive in the snow. That's the bad part.
Thing is, though, the roads down here are designed for, ditches and hydroplaning and drainage is bad. The roads are in bad shape, so it makes it's very hard to drive down here. I mean, my brother's good at it, but you really... you got kinds of stuff that is real bad. And the worst part is front-wheel drivers are the most dangerous. Because if you ever lost a front-wheel drive car in a slide?
Come on back in here, Ken.
No, I haven't, neither.
Once I told her, don't let them off the ground. She did. And she didn't get wrecked real bad, but we ran into the corner of the bridge because she didn't listen to me. But front wheel drives, the thing with front wheel drives is you don't know you're going to lose it, and all of a sudden you're done.
Some front wheel drive, and it snowed one year, and I went through snow and no problems. She didn't slip, she didn't slide, didn't spin, didn't do anything.
When you go a little faster than you should, when it comes loose, you're not going to know it's even going to come loose. That's the problem with them. They work great, but when they do come loose, you don't have the feel of the wheel when you do a rear-wheel drive. The good drivers don't do that.
On the ground, I take my time. What about you, Ken?
Yeah, same here. I just take my time and go on down the road and try to watch out for the other fools. I saw they on the news this morning, they were having a heck of a time out west with that snowstorm. There was big old pileups.
Here again. This weather's wacky. It's almost there at this point.
10 miles out, I think.
Well, hang in there, wait until I get you in.
Going down the road today and had all these fools out here passing me like they do on a dry day.
One time with a friend of mine, we were doing 75 miles an hour one time, and they were blowing like by us like we were standing still. About Virginia. Don't get caught in Virginia doing over 79 miles an hour. You're a ticket for 79 miles an hour.
Get into my driveway now. I'll just kick back and get you on in the work, and then I'll go get me a cup of coffee.
They're all right. Cat's probably looking at you from the porch.
Meow meow, she's under the porch. The other one's probably on the roof.
People wandering under the porch, huh?
Where they stay until I show up, and then they come out and want something to eat. One, I haven't really been able to pet him. I mean, both of them just showed up here, but you get where now I can lean over it and pet him on the side or on his back, but he still doesn't want me to touch his head or his neck.
If you touch, one thing most cats you don't want to do is if you touch him in the tummy, man, they'll claw you to death.
Oh, he just flops over and throws his belly up and says, here, rub it.
That cat, when they flip upside up on the back like that means he trusts you.
Cat fool, don't I, Ken?
Yeah, I hear you.
Driveway got here in the yard and it quit raining. I get wet, I'll lump up like salt.
But I don't like when the bandage gets wet, because then I gotta change the stupid thing.
Doesn't matter, my mama always told me I never had to worry about drowning. Because she said, we'll always float, so I won't never drown.
The ones that wasn't supposed to swim in thunderstorms, why not?
Pretty wet.
She gave me a hard time over that one.
I better backtalk my mama, because if I backtalk her, I'd been smiling from the backside of my head.
Well, she knew I was just joking with her, but I just told her, I didn't see the lightning. Well, I didn't see no lightning. She says, you stupid jerk.
You ever seen lightning hit water?
I have.
Yeah, one time, lightning bolt hit this in the water in the river. And it acted just like somebody had thrown about 4 sticks of dynamite in there.
Radio before, KN4 TFW.
Yeah, they were in that water, didn't like that hit either.
It brought a lot of stuff up off the bottom.
A lot of the fish came off the bottom too, Cat, for real. See, when you hear the zap and your hair stands up, that's when it's pretty close.
Been out in it as a police officer. I've been out in it all my life working with cattle and stuff. My mama says she seen it hit behind me 3 feet, hit the ground. She's out in every chain step.
Better get hit or you're not. Twice, that's about it.
He's got a cousin that was in the army. He got hit twice.
I remember that guy, Dave. I saw him ham fest that time. I can't remember his call. I was laughing so hard. Got hit by lightning 3 times. You're a police officer. You got to go out on the roads in all kinds of rough conditions.
That ain't even close to describing some of the weather and stuff I've had to go into, but I'd do it all over. I think Ken would have enjoyed it.
Somebody has to take, there's got to be someone that's willing to take the risk, and you know, most people don't, I respect law enforcement because I don't think most people really understand how underpaid and what kind of crap you guys really deal with.
Because when I first started leasing, I took on $90 a week, and they told me I could go get food stamps if I wanted them.
For State of Connecticut, his paycheck in 1968 was $5,000 a year.
I'm not surprised. Come on in here, Ken.
Got a lot of traffic. Change the lanes up to here and everything, a lot of traffic cones, and a lot of Friday is I almost missed the exit, so I'm trying to figure out where it is this time.
My grandma would say it's right over there.
You're doing 60 down through here, and then it doesn't veer off at a good angle. It's damn near a 90 degree to get off.
With a race car driver, he decided he was going to jump back on the highway, punched into the floor, cut some guy off in a junk BMW. I thought we were going to get killed. He said, "Was it too close?" I said, "Yeah, the guy was beeping the horn and stuff. But it had to be closer, you said." Guys, thanks for that kind of fun, yeah.
Now 732, hope to catch you tomorrow, KM4NAP.
73, I'll catch you tomorrow, KM4TFW.
I'll throw the battery back on charge in a minute.
I was on the cone today, showing where the exit was. Too many people must have missed it.
Possible, I doubled the first part of it. It done started pouring down rain again.
It's right here right now.
It's maybe rain off and on today. I noticed by the radar.
Now most of it was north of 85.
Actually north of 85. Northwest.
I hear you. Well, I'll let you go get that coffee. I'm turning into the road to the gate. And so I'll say 73. Good to hear from you again, and hopefully you'll have an awesome day and drink a whole pot of coffee, and hopefully I'll catch you again in the morning. KN4TFW.
Glad you made it in safe. Enjoyed the chit-chat. Hopefully I'll be able to catch you in the morning. I tell you, I really missed the round table. It really brightened up today, especially on that boring paper route. But you have a good one. Be careful on the way home, and I hopefully get you in the morning, KM4 and AP 73s.